thousands upon thousands who bear aloft the standard of the world Sabbath, exalting the image of the papacy created by the man of sin. The church worshiped the image of the beast and received his mark, even as the inhabitants of Babylon worshiped the golden image which Nebuchadnezzar set up in the plain of Dura. What I hope you're seeing here is that prophetically, Daniel 3 is also an illustration of the Sunday law. And just like Ezekiel is an illustration of the Sunday law, when we bring these two passages together, they complement one another and they give us a broader view. And when we bring the testimony of the parable of the 10 virgins in with that, it gets even more enlightening. And in a further presentation, we'll look at Isaiah and Zephaniah, and there's more light that comes. And we'll look at the gathering and the scattering, and there's even more light beyond that. And that is why, when you pull these things together, that Sister White says the events connected with the close of probation have been clearly presented. Now, have you ever stopped to ask yourself, why wasn't Daniel there? Why wasn't Daniel there at that test? You know why I think Daniel wasn't there? Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego symbolized the three angels' message. And if Daniel was there, there'd be four people there, and it wouldn't symbolize it. I know the classic answer is he was off running business for Nebuchadnezzar while everyone was there. But over and over in end-time events, you'll see the three angels' messages illustrated. In fact, they're not illustrated simply as three angels' message. They're symbolized as three angels' message and then a fourth. And we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go to this test, and then what do we see? A fourth walking in the furnace with them. And we've read a passage earlier that once we're sealed, then the latter rain comes. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were sealed at the test. And that fourth that walked in the test of the fiery furnace with them was symbolizing the fourth angel's message of Revelation 18. Now, Christ tells us that the end of the world is going to be as the days of Noah. And if you go back prophetically, you'll see that there is this 3-1 combination symbolized in the story of Noah. Noah and his three sons. You'll see in Numbers 23, if you'll turn there quickly, we won't read it, but we'll just point out the what we're referring to. Numbers 24, right before the children of Israel are ready to go into the promised land, which is clearly an illustration of us today about ready to go into the promised land, Balaam's brought to curse Israel.